welcome
Love
to you.
Hope Radio.
Oh. Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chip.
Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken words, poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on Earth, I travel that far. Back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I read it in Lord. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summonize the facts, kicking on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count to a stack. Less than our lungs, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and it's living your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the end, pick up the pen. Read from the pen.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Radio Youth Action Radio Network. I am your host, Hakeem Crampton, and we are live on the air for our first debut show. I'd like to welcome our co-hosts, Jabbar Ballard and Rayana Palmer, and our production coordinator, Miss Greatness Brown. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
How y'all doing? This is Jabbar Ballard.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rayana Palmer. I hope y'all are having a good afternoon.
Hello, everybody. This is Yarn.
Today, we are here to talk about issues confronting kids in school. We are located at T.A. Wilson Academy in Jackson, Michigan. We are Youth Action Radio Network, a program of the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan. And we are here at T.A. Wilson to talk about issues confronting kids in school. We are taking live callers. We appreciate everyone for tuning in and listening in. This is our debut show, and we are very pleased to be here. We thank everyone for tuning in at this time. And we're going to get right into this topic, this very important topic of keeping kids in school. Today, we live in a climate in which, unfortunately, students are finding themselves routinely out of school, in the community, at home, in the neighborhoods, and not in school receiving an education for various number of reasons. And we are here to explore some of those reasons that push kids out of school and ultimately into the juvenile justice system. This program, Youth Action, is a program of the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan whose mission and goal is to advocate on behalf of students that have been pushed out of school, suspended, exposed, facing other various forms of educational disconnect. And this show today, we are here to talk about it. So we have our students here, Jabbar Ballard, Rayana Palmer. And so we're going to kick off a conversation with them, asking them to share with us some of your insights about what is contributing to children continuing to find themselves dropping out of school, suspended and exposed, and ultimately in the juvenile justice system. What is your opinion about that, Rayana?
My opinion is that a lot of students or children or kids, whatever you want to call them, are dropping out because there's not a lot of respect between any of the teachers or the students or the staff or anybody, really. They just get loud with everyone, and that they just don't feel like they should be here. They get bullied and nobody do anything about it, so they resort to dropping out, doing drugs, and not really caring about school anymore.
Yes, that appears to be the what we call the sentiment of today's youth. There's a lack of interest in education, and we have to find a way to infuse inspiration and motivation in our kids to have an interest in school. This evening, today at 6 p.m., we will be talking about this issue in greater detail at a social justice forum at McCulloch Academy at 6 p.m., in which we'll be discussing the pipelines to prison and discussing the very nature of public education and how it ultimately affects children's outcomes in their future careers. And so today, this is what we're trying to focus on. And once again, this is our radio show. You're listening live to Youth Action Radio Network. And this is our debut show in which we're seeking to discuss and dialogue with each other and with you about issues that are forcing kids out of school and how we can solve these problems, how we can help keep our kids in school and on a path of success. So I'm going to ask Jabbar Ballard his thoughts on this issue.
My thoughts to keep some kids in school, to have some teachers to come in and that's willing to teach. I know way we teachers that's here just for the paycheck. Like, teachers got to love their job and love what they do, because some kids don't got no parents at home. Some kids is just here to be here. You gotta touch some kids and show them that you care and you want them to succeed in life and you want them to get far in life, because some kids don't know how that feel to somebody to care for them or somebody to do something for them or do this for them. So you gotta have somebody to fall on. Like, if you ain't got no parents, some people don't. So you gotta have a teacher when you come to school, or one of your favorite teachers. When I was little, I had a teacher in the third grade named Miss Barnes. She was my favorite teacher. She helped me in class, all the schoolwork, all that. So I think that'd be a good reason for the kids to come to school. Some teacher that's willing to work and love their job and love what they do. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that appears to be one of the guideposts that the social workers and educators have identified, is that kids who develop a great relationship with a caring adult, such as a teacher, an educator, social worker, counselor, that these kids have greater chances of success in navigating through the educational system and avoid falling in through the cracks of the juvenile justice system. It's widely known that mentoring is highly successful in keeping kids focused and keeping kids on track. And I think that's one of the things we're missing here, here at T.A. Wilson, here in Jackson, is we're lacking mentors. We're lacking people who would devote their time, their attention, and sharing their experience and their wisdom with others, with young people, with the younger generation, so that they would then benefit from those experiences, benefit from that insight, benefit from those teachings and those learning experiences that someone else has. As a mentor myself, having probably worked in 20 schools at least or more, thousands of children having spoke to, I can attest to the effectiveness of mentoring. And I'm sure that the education system in itself feeds itself as a mentoring component. The education system sees itself as a mentoring entity. And that's what we have to strengthen, is that relationship that Jabbar just mentioned between teachers and students. We have to strengthen that mentor capacity within the education climate, because teaching in itself is mentoring. Mentoring in itself is teaching. So the two go hand in hand.
My thing about it is I think that both the teachers and the students need to put an effort into it, and that if we all can come together as one, there will be lots of graduates, really don't drop out. And if myself as I see it is that if we're getting there with the teachers and stuff, why aren't we not giving it back to the younger people that's younger than us that are going through the juvenile system right now and not having anybody there for them to talk to? So we should be able to give it back to everyone else while we're not doing anything after school or anything. And I know a lot of kids drop out just because there's no sports here. We really can't do anything, because some people are eligible to be able to go to Jackson High and play for them, only if their grades are good. But that's basketball and football. What about cheerleading and volleyball and all the other sports around? How are we able to do it? So, I don't know.
Well, some reasons what that kids can't stay in school, phones, what else? Disrespect. Some kids don't know how to respect their elders. That's what's a problem coming up too. A lot of disrespect. If people know how to, just out of a little time a day, respect somebody, and give respect, to just earn a little respect back. Not even earn respect, just to give it, just to give, you know. It'd be a better better society. And, you know, I just feel like kids, like, they growing up too fast nowadays. They feel like they don't need school. But in the long run, we do need school, man.
Absolutely. I thoroughly agree with what Jabbar and Rayana have stated. And it's clearly that we have a serious crisis on our hands today. And I believe this is the reason why this radio show exists today, because youth are desperately trying to find solutions to problems that are affecting them. And we have a myriad of problems in our schools today. And I think the focus shouldn't be on attacking the schools in itself, because it's not the schools that's the problem. The schools happen to be the seat in which people live. People are constantly spending large amounts of time within the school, 6 to 7 hours a day. And so youth that find themselves within this system for such a long period of time, it's inevitable that they will thereby be affected by that system's daily governance, that system's daily operations, the breakdowns, the failures, the things that occur within that system that needs to be amended, corrected, or reformed. Thereby, when those systematic elements start to break, and children are thereby affected by them, the children are incapable of thereby fixing the problems, because they're youth that are receiving services from the system, that educational system. So therefore, it requires adults to actually fix and remedy the problems of the educational system that is contributing to some of the failures of our students. However, today we see that our education system has become content to a great extent with its system, and checks and balances aren't necessarily there in places that need to be. So youth, students, are beginning to assert themselves, assert their voice, and come to the table to bring a collaborative solution to some of these crises that adults would then benefit from by collaborating with students. And I think that that's the whole entire point of youth action, is to empower kids with a voice, to utilize that voice in this life that we're living, adults, youth, children, babies, animals, infants, everyone. And we all have to work together.
Well, honestly, another thing is, what if in 50 years, well, when the next generation comes on and we're all sitting there fighting and arguing, nobody's going to school, how do you think the community is going to turn out to be? Because the community isn't going to be anything, because there's nobody in school, nobody is trying to do jobs or anything. But hopefully, once we get everything all planned out and together, we can come as one and try to make the community and the school action stuff all better. And my reasoning for becoming in Youth Voice is because I have my nieces and nephews. Their parents didn't graduate, and I want to become a better person for them. So I stopped being a bully and everything else, and finally got my life on the right track. So I just hope that everybody who's out there listening is going to take what we say seriously, because this isn't a laughing matter. It does happen to everybody. There is kids who drop out because they don't have rides to school or anything, and we can become one and help everybody out. We can do better and become better people and help a lot of others out who need it.
Reason why I'm in Youth Voice, feel like I went through a lot growing up, so I wanna show the kids it's a better way than just to, you can, like, some kids like to skip, just go straight to the streets. Like, school is the right place for you. Like, I don't even mean like you can go to college. Like, high school, once you get that good job, you're gonna feel good. Once you get a great girl or something, you're gonna feel good. But I got a Youth Voice to for the kids, you know, just to feel, see, make their eyes see something different, better, a better life for the youth, you know.
You're listening live to Youth Action Radio Network. I am your host, Hakeem Crampton.
along with Jabbar Ballard and Rayana Palmer. Today we are discussing the ways in which we can empower kids to stay in school. You can listen in live by calling area code 646-787-8151. You can also log in and listen in live online. That is www.blogtalkradio/youthactionradio. At this time, we're going to shift our conversation discussion to a few questions that we have about this issue. And we're going to first pose our first question to one of our co-hosts, Mr. Vontae Henderson. So we want to ask him the same question that we've been asking Jabbar and Rayana, and that is, what is your perspective as a youth, as a student, about the issue and crisis of youth finding themselves pushed out of school, whether it be through disciplinary means or through dropping out? What is your perspective about how, what is your perspective about this issue and how we can confront this or deal with this issue, Mr. Vontae?
My perspective on this entire issue altogether is the fact that students being pushed out of school is causing so much unethical poverty and uneasiness in the community and for the students, school, teacher, faculty, it doesn't matter. Students need to be in class, and by pushing us out, you're not allowing us to reach our full potential. As a student myself, I try and do my best in school, outside school, to be a better me. But with the lack of an education, I wouldn't be able to do half the things I'm doing now. I wouldn't be here right now talking with you. School is so important for a young person's life because it can teach them things that they could possibly turn into a trade. They could take that to college and they could master that thing. And next thing you know, they could be the next person curing this disease or making this new fashion trend, developing a new style for music. School is an educational foundation which was built to help students reach their full potential. And by forcing us out, you're making us less than what we could be. I mean, that's from my own personal point of view. Thank you, Hakeem.
Very good, very good. So I have a question also that we want to dialogue about with regard to the very definition in itself and meaning of what has been called the school-to-prison pipeline. So this is the issue that we're confronting. And I think a lot of people, when you hear the term school-to-prison pipeline, we view that those wordings in itself to say that our schools are sending us to prison. And while our schools may be failing us in so many regards, the reality is that it's not the schools that are sending us to prison. It's the fact that the school happens to be one of the broken systems that thereby our students find themselves confronted by and unable to navigate through a broken system, and thereby they get caught up in the webs of that broken system. Now, mind you, the education system is just one of many social systems. We also have human services that is involved, child protective services, foster care. We also have police that is involved, who are responsible for patrolling the community and bringing about safety to our community. So all these different social systems are in play that ultimately affect school push-out, ultimately affect children find themselves pushed out of school because of this scenario. And so this is what we're talking about today. We have one of our other co-hosts live on the show with us today, Ms. Asia Villanueva. And we want to ask her some of the same questions, share her perspective about this issue of school push-out and how do we keep kids in school and focus on a path toward graduation.
I go here, you know, because it's like a good program, and, you know, it motivates kids to come to school more often and everything, you know. And, I mean, that's all I can say outside.
That's good. Go ahead.
Well, I guess another question is, anyone can really answer it, like, why are you really still here? Like, what is your reasoning for being here? Mine is because I want to be able to make sure that my niece and nephew and my family sees that I'm not one of my brothers or my sisters. I'm not out here doing drugs. I'm not dead, so I'm blessed to still be able to be in school. And I'm getting ready to be 18, and I'm still doing better. I'm graduating, and is just the fact that you just got to be able to realize what's more important in life, being in the streets and not having an education. Because honestly, now jobs are required to have a diploma or a GED. And a GED is a lot harder than getting a diploma. If you can just finish out your last 4 years that you have, you might as well do it, because dropping out, you're not going to get nowhere, and flipping burgers and stuff ain't going to be a career for you. It might be okay for high school and stuff, but getting a diploma and doing something bigger and better is something that everybody needs to work harder to and push each other forward with it. So just think about, how are you going to get your money? That's honestly a reason. What I would think about trying to finish myself in high school. So just think, what are you going to do? How are you going to get money? Because very soon, hustling and doing all this other extra stuff ain't going to be there. So, here, brother.
We have 7 minutes left before the show is set to end. So if you are online and you would like to call in and speak with any of these various hosts, you can call in now, 46-787-8151. And we really would like to talk with you and hear your opinions, share your ideas and your thoughts, and help us as we formulate an understanding of this very serious issue, and as we begin to formulate what we call a plan of attack, so to speak, to end what we call the school-to-prison pipeline, or what has been referred to as school-to-prison pipeline. And so if any callers are in, we would love to hear from you. Once again, our number is 646-787-8151.
Well, one of the reasons I decided to join you voice, what about Youth Action, I say, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I got into this program. And since then, we've actually done so much development with T.A. Wilson. It's kind of shocking. From what we started with to where we've progressed now, it's almost like a miracle, if you would say. I mean, we went from students not coming to school at all to our all-around attendance rate just skyrocketing. Students were failing altogether. Students are starting to come back to school and actually getting their grades up. We've got entirely new computers for these students to work on their classes. We have online classes, and some students have problems getting to that. So now we're able to actually offer them more tools to get their work done. E-Fashion has been so helpful to this school, Parkside, Jackson Public in general. But enough of me.
Well, and another thing is, I know a lot of females out there are pregnant or have a child, and they aren't able to actually go to school because they have no babysitter. They don't have a daycare that they can afford. And if that's the reason, we need to come together and say something just so everybody can get something started with trying to find a daycare that will help teen moms that aren't going to be overpriced and everything. So another reason why a lot of females don't come. And so hopefully we can get something worked out with that, because school is important and everybody needs to be here. Yeah.
The reason why I joined this was because I thought it was going to be cool. We got to do a lot of activities and all that stuff. And they motivate you to go to school more often, you can say that. And it's just like a reason to come to school, because, you know, you get to do something after school. Instead of just going to school like, oh, same old boring thing you do every single day and all that stuff, it's just different to voice your opinions. And like in class, you don't get to do that at all. You usually get in trouble.
So call in 646-787-8151. Say what's up to Bob R2 Times, Asia,
Rihanna.
And the young man, Vontae.
You know, our co-host is to Yarn. So call in if you got something to say or any questions.
You are listening in live to Youth Action Radio Network. I am your host, Takeem Crampton, along with Jabbar Ballard, Vontae Henderson, Rihanna Palmer, Asia Villanueva, Caleb Brown, and the one and only, the greatness, Miss Brene Brown. Once again, this has been the debut show of Youth Action Radio Network. You're listening live to Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I am your host, Hakeem Crampton.
We only have a short period of time left, and I would like to say for everyone who's out there listening, tomorrow's topic will be school climate. And please, if y'all are scared to call and talk or anything, don't be. Your opinion is cared for. We do want to hear it. Express yourself. We don't have to speak your name or nothing. Just say what's on your mind, and we can tell you guys what's going on and what we're trying to do, or if you guys are trying to figure out how to change anything around your school or anything, let us know. Maybe we are able to help you guys and do something better for yourself, your community, and your schooling. Because education is important, so I just want to be able to help everyone out. And
Youth Voice, Young Outstanding United, teaching history, victory over indictments. The young thinking about cash and who writing. They should be in school, open books, getting excited. Youth Voice, Young Outstanding United, teaching history, victory over indictments. The young thinking about cash and who writing. They should be in school, open books, getting excited. Youth Voice.
Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chips. Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars, landed on Earth. I travel that far, back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endured. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Summonize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count it to a stack. Lesson out, learn, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Treat it to the poor and it's living your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Push down the den, pick up the pen. Free from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We can conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye's awoken, I see the skies open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of focus. Young and in the game, but the world's so explosive. And I don't watch TV, the mess is so corrosive. Hunger to the brain feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer. Always think about his money, boy flossing in the Hummer. And riding around with cash, trying to be the top gunner. Growing up broke, no dad in your sight. And mom complaining how the man ain't treating her right. Education be a ticket to take flight. Brother Malcolm told us before, all we gotta do is fight. If you wanna take back what we have from the start, you wanna take dedication in a warrior's heart. Obama set the mark, and now we got a new standard. I'm hoping that this should've just spread like cancer.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars from the plans of the king. We could conquer all, but without education, we ain't going that far.
Marcus Garvey said, United we stand.